Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
If you run a medical clinic and you want to know how to level up your marketing, this video is for you. Today, we're talking about what the cutting edge marketing looks like for medical practices and what I would do if I were starting from zero. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Online Marketing for Doctors TV and podcast show, the place to be to grow and scale your practice. I'm your host, Huyen Truong, the founder of Online Marketing for Doctors, and my team and I have been in this medical marketing for over a decade and helping hundreds of clinics all around the world grow. Over that time, we've seen the importance of rock-solid marketing fundamentals as well as how digital marketing tactics have evolved and exciting new tools have emerged. And by the end of this video, you have learned the top five things you should prioritize for an effective digital marketing presence. Let's jump right in. Number one is to have a modern conversion optimized website. First up, let's talk about modern conversion optimized website. Now, websites have been the backbone of digital marketing for decades, and they are still a critical piece of your strategy. Think of it as your online real estate. It's where your prospects come to learn about you and engage with your practice. At the most basic level, a modern website needs to work just as well on mobile as it does on a big screen. It should load fast and be backpacked with great content. But let's break down what else it needs. Now, your homepage should be conversion optimized. This means making it as easy as possible for viewers to leave their details or download additional resources. Remember, every click should bring them closer to booking an appointment. Include rich videos that introduce yourself, your clinic, showcasing your expertise. This helps build trust and connection with potential patients. Don't forget to include educational details about your procedures. This makes it easier for prospects to understand what you offer and choose your practice. And of course, include before and after case studies along with plenty of patient testimonials. These are powerful social proof that can significantly influence a potential patient's decision. They form an important part of our patient generation blueprint methodology. So check out our video about reviews and how you can get more of them. But here's what is where it gets exciting. In 2025, there are new tools and features to consider. First of all, there's AI-powered chatbots can handle initial questions from prospect and information for follow-up calls. This means you are providing instant responsive 24/7. Online scheduling software is another game changer. It takes a load of your front of the house team by allowing prospects to book their own consultation. This not only saves time, but also caters to those who prefer self-service options. In the podcast number 22, Dr. John Morgan from Hogarden Vet Hospital joined our podcast show to discuss the benefits they realized from implementing an online booking application and how it saves time and increases the booking number for the practice. I leave the link in the show notes so you can check that out. Okay. Now, with the website in place, let's move on to what I do next. A bespoke SEO and content strategy. Now, Google search is still critical, but SEO is evolving. One big change we're seeing is the growing importance of TikTok and short form videos. More people are starting their research on these platforms than ever before. They are discovering clinics, learning from the creators, and choosing the right partner for their procedure. So, when you are optimizing for Google, don't forget about creating short form content for these newer platforms. By focusing your efforts across these channels, you'll be able to capture traffic from all main places people are searching. This will make sure your clinic is visible where your potential patients are. So in podcast number 109, we delve more into the benefits of SEO for medical practices via the topic, five most known benefits of SEO for getting more patients more consistently. If you want to check it out, I leave the link in the show notes so you can have a look. Now, number three, great paid advertising. Our third focus is on great paid ads. This is still an incredibly effective channel, but now we have even more options at our disposal. While running Facebook and Instagram advertising campaign have been a proven strategy for years, in 2025, we have a whole host ways of engaging with prospects. For instance, you could run a story ad with short form videos or patient testimonials. These are great for capturing attention and building trust. Carousel ads give you space to educate prospects in more detail about your services or procedures. And don't forget about Instagram Reels, another fantastic outlet for storytelling and showcasing your expertise. The key here is to choose the right mix of formats. And when you do this, you can create a comprehensive set of campaigns that guide potential patients through their decision-making journey towards your clinic. So far, so good. We have a modern optimized website. We're driving organic traffic to our website through Google SEO and TikTok SEO. And we're reaching even more prospects with creative ad campaigns on Facebook and Instagram. This is where things get fun. Now, number four, use a great CRM and automation. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management Software, and this is a piece of software to help connect all the different parts of your business. You might already be using something similar to manage your patients in your clinic. This type of tool is very powerful for managing the leads and prospects you are getting from your SEO and online ads campaign, especially through the automation features that they offer. Here's why it helps you store important details about patients beyond their medical records. You can track how they found your clinic, what treatments they are interested in, and even their birthdays for a personalized touch. And they can automate your outreach, like sending appointment reminders, follow-up emails after visits, or even targeted promotions for specific services. This free ups your staff to focus on patient care. They can help you measure what matters, like understanding which marketing efforts are bringing in new patients and which ones need adjusting. This helps you make a smarter decision about where to spend your marketing budget. The other great thing about CRMs for medical practices is that they unlock the opportunity for automation. Picture this: a new patient visits your website from your SEO and downloads an ebook from your website about a specific procedure you offer, like a hair transplant procedure, for example. Your CRM automatically creates a new prospect profile with their information, tag them as interested in hair transplant and form a lead from SEO, for example, and send a welcome email with helpful resources and a link to your online scheduling software, and add them to a slow drip email marketing campaign to provide information about your clinic's services and expertise over a few weeks' time. Then, if they book an appointment, it automatically updates in your clinic calendars. If they don't respond, it can trigger a task for your staff to follow up with a phone call to answer any questions that they may have. While automation can seem complicated, once these processes are implemented, they can really streamline your workflow. This frees up your team time from sending reminders emails and letting them focus on other valuable tasks. Now, to wrap things up, the possibility for reaching new patients through digital marketing just keep getting better and better. If you want to find out more about online marketing for doctors, our team, and what we can help you implement these strategies, please reach out to us and book a 15-minute discovery call. We'd love to show you how we can tailor these approaches to your specific practice. And thank you for joining us this week's episode. And remember, staying ahead of in digital marketing is all about adapting to new trends while keeping sight of the fundamentals. We see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.